David woke up suddenly in the middle of the night. He could hear wind and rain and sounds of a heavy storm outside. Inside, he was in complete darkness. He had been woken up by a sharp pain in his tooth. The next morning, after a very uncomfortable night, he decided to ring his dentist for an appointment. There was no answer. He had no choice but to leave, otherwise he would be late for work. At work, there was a colleague sitting at the desk opposite him. David didn't recognise him. He found it hard to concentrate because of the pain in his tooth.
I see you constantly rubbing your jaw. Are you in pain?
Yes, I have terrible toothache. I'm sorry, I don't know you. Are you new here?
No, I've always been working here.
I can recommend you a good dentist. Here's the address.
Thank you, sir.
In his lunch break, David found the address he was given. He found himself facing a black door in a building behind the train station. He opened the door and was faced with an elevator. There was only one button. It was pointing down. He was slightly apprehensive, but decided that the pain was too intense to ignore. He pressed the button and heard the sound of the elevator moving, and the doors opened. He stepped inside and the doors closed behind him. There was a light which started flashing on and off. The elevator slowly descended. David reached the bottom and the doors opened. He walked into a dimly lit room. It was a dentist's waiting room. No one could be seen.
Hello?
Hello! Hello!
Is anyone there? Welcome. Welcome inside.
He waited for a couple of moments. Nobody answered him. He could hear footsteps above him, getting faster and faster and louder and louder. Suddenly, the door behind him slammed shut. The lights cut out and he was plunged into darkness.
Hello, let me out! Let me out!
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond.